Hi once again, everybody, and welcome to our preview of the candidates running for election here in Hamilton County. We have city council races and school boards going on. It's our pleasure now talking with Scott Eli, who is one of the candidates running for Webster City School Board. And Scott, a very good day to you, sir.
A very good day to you.
Well, let's find out a little bit about yourself there, Scott.
Well, I'm a longtime resident of Webster City. I attended Webster City School District, and I graduated in 1997. I left for a little bit and earned my associate's degree in police science, and I started my law enforcement career after that. So in 1999, I started working in law enforcement in southern Iowa, and 25 years later, here I am back in the Webster City area here. I spent 11 years on the Webster City Police Department, rose to the rank of sergeant. I left there, went to the Department of Public Safety, the Division of Criminal Investigation, and worked in the Special Enforcement Operations Bureau for a little bit, and then went to Major Crimes, and that's where I'm currently at, is with the Major Crimes Unit. My office is in Fort Dodge, but we covered Northeast Iowa. I also spent time on the Webster City Police, or the Webster City Fire Department, Mm-hmm. Rose to the rank of lieutenant there before leaving. And my wife, April, she's a Hamilton County supervisor. My son is in middle school, and my daughter is in high school. My wife and I own and operate rental property in Webster City, and we have some farmland out in the county. So, yeah, lots of ties to the community.
Scott, what is the reason about why you want to run for school board in Webster City next month?
Well, a simple answer, I care. But what I'm really focusing on are 3 points. School safety first, obviously my law enforcement background. I mean, our kids have to and must feel safe to be able to learn. The next pillar that I lean on for my running is responsible for the taxpayers. We can levy money, and we want to make sure that every cent counts. And then my third one is supporting teachers and families. I mean, we all have to be engaged, and we all have to have a seat at the table and be heard.
Mm-hmm. And do you think we're safe here in Webster City? Because we have a lot of security at all these schools in town, I think.
Well, that's a good question. So safety is very subjective. When nothing's happened, everybody feels safe. When something happens, they always question, why weren't we safer? Are we safe? I don't think I can answer that question easily. Can we be safer? Absolutely. I like to look at points of contact. So just as a law enforcement side of it, I worked the Perry active shooter for about a month. I was down there working that and learned a lot from there. And then I've taught all over the United States active shooter responses. And I know that it's all about the points of contact. How many points of contact do we have with somebody before they get access into our schools? And I would like to see that improve. I'd like to discuss what programs are we working with the Governor's School Safety Bureau? Are we working with Standard Response Protocol and the National Response? Are we working with the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training with our schools, along with law enforcement, EMS, and fire? So there's room to always grow. And I don't think you can just say we're there. I think it's a moving target.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, I think we have great security in Webster City, judging from all the years, but it's dramatically changed from when I was growing up about 60 years ago, for we never had anything like this, Scott.
And for 25 years in law enforcement, I've watched it change from one end of the spectrum clear to the other end. So, yes, I agree. And it changes fast.
Yeah. We never had that at the old Duncombe Elementary School or at the Hilltop School, right there not too far from us. When I went there back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the old junior high building, too, which is it's a different story now because there's new middle school there. I shouldn't say new, but there was the Washington building right there in Webster City.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we have to look at it too as, I mean, we're getting the most precious thing in anybody's family, their children. And,
right.
And I just want to be in a position to be able to be that advocate for going in the right direction with that. I don't want to micromanage. I have a lot of knowledge and training. That's not my role. My role here is to to help the guidance of it. And there's a lot out there to digest, and it's complicated.
For sure. Again, we're talking with Scott Eli, one of the candidates running for school board in Webster City, coming up on November the 4th. What else have you heard from people in the Webster City School District, Scott, about what's on their mind?
Well, there's a lot of discussions I've had. Obviously, when you announce that you're running, you even get more discussions, but they all kind of circle around the same three topics. They focus on safety, communication, and our facilities. And it seems like we just keep cycling around. Those major discussions are the biggest talks out there. Our high school, for example, my children are walking through the same hallways that their grandchildren or that their grandparents walk through. And I know air conditioning is a discussion that gets brought up, but they're the high school security, the other school securities, and then modern classrooms and athletic facilities. All of them need to be addressed. Parents and staff want to know that their voices are heard. That comes up a lot. And people also want to make sure that there's a balance between quality education and affordability. When it comes to taxes and when it comes to budgets, I steal the phrase, I wish I would have came up with it, but I steal it all the time, is mind your pennies, the dollars take care of themselves. And the other phrase is, at the same token, if we have to spend money, we're not going to step over a dollar to pick up a dime. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend it right.
Why should people vote for you, Scott, coming up on November 4th?
Well, I bring 2 years or 2 decades of service in Webster City as a police officer, a firefighter, and a parent with 2 kids in the schools. In my career, and I think every parent has to also, but in my career, I've made tough decisions. I've had to have difficult conversations in my job and with family. And I also know I admit when I make a mistake. I mean, I don't believe any one person has all the answers, but being unapologetically truthful is the foundation we want to start with. I'm running because I care. I care about Webster City's future. I care about Hamilton County's future. And I want our schools to be safe. I want them to be strong. I want to be a source of pride in the community. And I'd appreciate your support, Pat. I'd appreciate your listeners' support on November 4th. And I promise to give my best to Webster City schools and make them a destination point for all families.
And your seat there, Scott, is what? That would be, what district would that be?
So that would be District 1, and that would be the Northern District.
Okay.
About the easiest way, without pulling out the map and looking at it with a magnifying glass to be able to see the details. But yeah, it's District 1.
District 1 is where you'll be representing for the residents of Webster City. Now, that would just be on the north. It wouldn't affect Duncombe, would it?
So I have to live in the district I'm running for the seat, but anybody can vote. Everybody in the Webster City School District will see all of the candidates' names on their ballot.
Okay, so that explains that. That if you live in Duncombe, that go to have their kids go to the Webster City Schools, would that also be including Stratford, I believe, there too?
Just where the Webster City School District is. Okay. So if it leaves the Webster City School District, the boundary is set in there, which tips into Wright County and tips into Webster County a little bit. They'll see our names on it. But if you see one school board candidate, you'll see them all.
Very good. Well, Scott, all the very best to you coming up on November 4th in the school board election here in Webster City.
Well, I appreciate it, Pat. Thank you.
Scott Eli, my guest on KQWC.